We see him throughout the football season. Now we're in the offseason here. We still see him. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, Fox, Eagles Television Network. Mm-hmm. Man about the NFL. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, Dave. I just dropped in. I just want to see if anybody want to talk football with me.
When Brian Baldinger walks into a building, everybody talks football.
That's right.
Early on here, we're OTAs. The camp is next week. Mm-hmm. Everybody's getting all excited about the Philadelphia Eagles. What do you take from this time of the year, what happens on the football field?
I think what I want to see is a lot of coaches want to see is they want to see the new crop, you know, because you can scout all these guys, Dave. You can go out there and watch all the Vanderbilt games you want, watch Jordan Matthews, but sometimes what you see on film or what scouts have told you, it doesn't translate to the NFL. And as an NFL veteran, if you see Marcus Smith comes in or whatever, sometimes you're wowed by him, sometimes you're not. So sometimes you just got to go see them in an Eagle uniform, see how they look. And so I was just, for me, I want to watch Bo Allen. I want to watch Josh Huff. I want to see these new guys and how they look and how they fit in.
And how much stock do you put in what happens right now when there's no contact, no tackling, no pads? It's really a mental thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Because we don't know if they're blowing an assignment, if they're doing the assignment correctly. It's impossible to know. The players might not know until they go into the film room themselves with their coaches. But you know, I mean, it is football. There's a buzz to it. They are the NFC East champions. They're going to bring back a different team than one that what won the NFC East last year. There are some new coaches on staff. So it's a new team, and every team is doing this. Every team will find the new team at some point. Some start out hot. Some teams it takes a half a season before they find their stride. So every team and every season is different, and this is kind of the beginning process.
Your take on what has transpired since last year, 10-6 season for Chip Kelly. A lot of moves in the offseason, surprises. DeSean Jackson gone, Jason Avant gone, Bryce Brown traded. Defense gets 5 of 7 draft picks. Malcolm Jenkins, Nolan Carroll added to the mix in free agency. So there has been quite a turnaround.
There is, but this has been going on now. Even before Chip came, I mean, how he wanted to get bigger. You know, Chip wants to get bigger. And so they got bigger. They got bigger at wide receiver. They got bigger probably at outside linebacker. They got bigger at corner this year. They got more experience at safety. This Malcolm Jenkins is a really good football player. I mean, he was my favorite safety in free agency over Jarius Byrd, T.J. Ward. I mean, he was my favorite safety. He's very vocal. You can hear him out there on the field right now.
Why then, and I look at NFL free agency, and to lack of a better term, one team's trash is another team's treasure. Why then did not it work out for Malcolm in New Orleans?
Well, it's hard to say exactly. I mean, his deal was up. They had to fill it. You know, if you looked at the safety position in free agency this year, there was as much movement at that position as any movement, more than quarterbacks. I mean, it was really a safety carousel of players that moved from team to team. Teams can't find safeties. And so everybody's looking for them. They're hard to draft. Eagles have found that problem out themselves over the last few years. And so when you find a guy that is a pure free safety that can really tackle, that can cover, I mean, those guys are coveted. Look, maybe, you know, New Orleans won a Super Bowl when Darren Sharper was their free safety, and they led the league in takeaways that year. Maybe they want more production from that position right now.
Brian, what do you think Chip Kelly's greatest challenge will be in year two? You know, the rest of the league has been studying him and trying to find chinks in the offensive armor, so he's going to have to make adjustments. What do you anticipate happening?
Well, I think that the reason why he was hired wasn't based on what he did at Oregon. I think the reason why he hired him, why he chased him the way he did, was Chip knows that they're going to catch up to read option and catch up to the speed of his offense. But it's what's next. And I think what's next is there's so much more to be done. I mean, I've seen plays that he's run at Oregon that he hasn't run here yet. But I think what was put in place last year was a foundation. Now it's to build off that foundation. You know, this year, Nick Foles is the starting quarterback. Last year, he was in a competition. So there's, you know, last year there was competition in other positions where now those, you know, Trent Cole last year didn't think he was going to be here at this time.
Right.
He's the right outside linebacker right now. He made the transition. And so I think there's a lot of things in place that weren't in place a year ago.
You mentioned Nick Foles. Now he's the starter. Now everybody's watching him. Comes off the Pro Bowl year. Different kind of level of expectation. What have you seen from Nick? How do you think he'll handle this stage?
Well, I just think the one thing about it, you know, everybody's asking about a contract and, you know, Colin Kaepernick and money. I don't I know Nick doesn't think about that. Mm-hmm. I think he's just thinking about literally what the cliche answers he's giving is what he is all about. I think that's what he was in college. I think that's what he was his first 2 years in the pros. It's about learning the system, perfecting the system, whatever it takes. Extra time on the field, extra time with receivers, in the film room, understanding where to go with the ball, options, anticipating, being able to come off the field in a timeout and telling Chip what he sees and helping him out and Bill and learning Bill Musgrave and how he's going to help him. I just think it's still really, really fresh and raw and new to Nick right now.
NFC East, Brian, lots of changes. Deshaun's down in Washington. The Giants have a bunch of new players. The Cowboys without Sean Lee. How do you look at this NFC East?
Well, you know, the one thing that you have to look at, and you have to give Jeff Lurie a great deal of credit, is they have the best structure of any team in this division right now. By that, I mean, you know, you look at owner, general manager, coach. They're all on the same page. Whereas if you go to New York, okay, they got a complete change in offensive philosophy with Ben McAdoo coming in. We'll see how Eli adjusts to it. It's a totally different game and process than he's used to over the last 10 years. You look at Dallas, change at defensive coordinator. You know, who's calling the plays in Dallas? Tony Romo coming off a second back operation. You don't know how that's going to go. Washington's a new coaching change. Good talent. No question. They got good talent in Washington, and that quarterback will bounce back. But they have some questions down there in Washington. I mean, I just think that from a stability standpoint, the Eagles are the front runners in this whole thing.
Let's get it started. Brian Baldinger, thanks, man.
Okay.
Great seeing you in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.